This week started with news of Southern New Hampshire University's new $10,000 bachelor's degree program. Recent undergraduate enrollment numbers show the small Manchester school is now equal in size to UNH in Durham, with a vast majority of its students online. To learn more about what the private nonprofit university has been doing to shake up the world of higher ed, we turn to Gabriel Kahn. He's a journalism professor at University of Southern California's Annenberg School. In January, he wrote an article in Slate about SNHU called The Amazon of Higher Education. Gabriel Kahn, welcome to All Things Considered.
Thank you so much.
I was traveling in Virginia recently, and when I mentioned to someone there where I was from, she said, oh, I'm taking courses online at SNHU. There's a ubiquity now to this university that they didn't have a few years ago, and a lot of that is due to a term called disruptive innovation. Could you describe what that is and how it plays into what the university has been doing?
Sure. Well, disruptive innovation, which we see in a lot of industries, we saw it in the music industry, and now we're seeing it in television and movies, is when usually a piece of technology comes to basically uproot what has been a traditional and stable business model. In higher education, we traditionally had a business model that was based on students showing up on campus, paying a tuition for a big bundle of learning, which we packaged into something called a bachelor's degree or a master's degree or something like that. Now, with the ability to deliver a lot of education online, that's changed the stakes for higher education institutions.
And is that likely to affect different facets of higher education in the same ways? SNHU has largely targeted working adults as the audience for its online degree programs.
Certainly. I mean, there's a lot of different strategies out there to target different groups, to offer education differently, to offer different kind of products. You know, one complaint that people have about higher education is that the fact is that the costs have been rising so steadily and so steeply. We've seen your basic college tuition rise at about double the rate of inflation for several decades now. So that is a big warning sign for these institutions that they cannot continue to hike prices the way that they've been doing. If they continue to do that, they kind of open up the opportunity for others to come along with a cheaper, more efficient solution. And that's partly what we're seeing. And one thing that has been, I think, key in the evolution of SNHU is its ability to take advantage of the sky-high prices at other colleges.
On the other hand, the criticism has been, and you use the term offering different kinds of products, that this model commodifies higher education and starts to treat students like customers.
That's absolutely true. And it, in many ways, does commodify higher education. One, I think, criticism, however, of higher education is that they haven't necessarily, a lot of these institutions haven't treated their students like customers. And that sometimes is a bit of a problem. You know, in a lot of institutions, you haven't seen a completion rate that is really admirable. That's partly because students haven't been given the services and the support that they needed in order to complete their degree. SNHU has tried to sort of flip that. They talk about it in the terms of student success, but they're really very interested, legitimately, in making sure that their students get to the finish line. And that requires, in their context, kind of creating what we would call a customer support network.
And what does that look like then for a typical online student?
Well, in the case of SNHU, I think a student there is probably going to have more contact with someone that they would call a coach, sort of like a learning coach, than they would with a professor. They might never really have much contact with someone that has the role or title of professor at SNHU if they're taking classes online. However, they've added a new layer to that, this kind of coaching role, where someone is keeping in touch with them, giving them some guidance about what classes they need to take, giving them words of encouragement, trying to make sure that they don't drop out. A lot of these students do have very complicated lives. They have family, they have work, they have financial constraints, and they've sort of felt that that coaching role is essential to getting these students to complete a degree.
The metaphor that's been used about SNHU is that it's a sort of the Amazon.com of higher education. To extend that analogy, we've seen other companies try to do what Amazon.com has done, whether it's through digital streaming of content or sales or as a marketplace. Are there likely to be other small campuses across the country that look at what SNHU has done and say, we could do that too?
The answer is really no. the rule of the internet is that, you know, the largest player is going to win, right? Because they're going to be able to deliver a product with the lowest unit cost because they scaled it up. So we have one, maybe two big search engines out there. We've got one or two major online retailers, and we've got sort of one Netflix, that we've got a few others that are sort of trying to muscle into that space. That's kind of the law of the internet. So this is really not a strategy that every other small college can adopt. There's only going to be room for a few big players that do this kind of service.
Gabriel Kahn, thanks so much for your time today.
My pleasure.